Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
All right, everybody, we continue to roll here. That was fun having Bill Bender on the show. Chris Cotillo coming up roughly in about 15 minutes from now. SB Nation on Major League Baseball. We'll run around the world of the majors with Chris, have some fun with him. So I'm searching for it, but I don't see it yet.
Well, don't be searching there, Jimmy B.
Just tell me what you did. You tweeted something very important.
Yep, get your fingers off that iPad.
I'm trying to find the tweet.
No, come on. You're going to ruin the fun. You just found it. I saw you.
No, I just found it. No, I didn't.
I just tweeted out.
Yes.
For people wondering what we're arguing about.
Like we never argue.
Never. Is an updated line for the IY. Get your fingers off
I'm
the iPad.
Trying to find it.
Taking that thing away.
He did.
Coming over here.
He took my iPad. Oh. See, I'm not on it yet.
Yes, you are. I'm looking right now at it.
That's because you grabbed it.
You're such a cheater.
I'm not a cheater.
You are such a cheater.
I am not.
I was going to quiz you on what the point spread is for the Iowa State.
Because when you pulled it away from me, that's when it went and you moved it. Yeah. I did not see it.
You do this all the time.
Act like
you
don't. I'm not looking at it. La, 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 la. I'm not looking at it.
So another point spread is out. There's been a few of these games of the year.
Yes.
That have been released and including online if you want to be illegal. Now, of course, we would never.
No.
Ever.
No.
Tell people to do anything illegal.
That is correct.
So go about this at your own risk. But at a online sports book. Sportsbook.ag.
Entertainment purposes only.
Only. And that is the only reason that I even look at these sites.
Entertainment.
Is for this show to provide content, things that are. I would never.
No.
Ever.
No.
Put money down on anything.
No, you have a daughter to support.
Right. Right. Never do anything like that. But if you were interested, you could go.
Yeah.
And do this illegally and then hope your money gets back to you, which is another problem with some of these rinky-dink operations. Regardless.
Okay, get to the point.
They have a point spread.
Yes.
Jimmy B has now seen it as he cheated and he can't keep his fingers off his iPad. Iowa State. In Ames, the Cyclones are 3-point home dogs against the Hawkeyes.
Mm-hmm.
The question I just posed to Bill Bender, I'm handing over that crisp $100 bill.
Yes.
But you have to make a wager on the game. And don't split it up like Bill Bender.
I can't like put 28 cents on this one and 48 cents on. I can't do that?
No. So here's your $100 bill, Jimmy B.
Man.
Walk up to the window at the Condon Casino. We'll keep the point spread the same.
For entertainment purposes only.
It is 3 points.
Yeah.
Jim Brinson is putting his money down on the Hawkeyes laying 3 or the Cyclones getting the field goal.
And I haven't seen either team play a down.
Absolutely. You got to make this wager at 2:05 on July 5th.
Nothing. I don't even know who the quarterback is at Iowa.
You do not. You know who it is at Iowa State. It's Jacob Hart.
Yeah, I know that.
You know that Iowa just picked up a grad transfer running back.
James Butler.
You like the guy.
I do like the guy. I've seen him play.
Great offensive line, now 2 dynamic running backs. Maybe one of them would just be a wild card, a wild cat quarterback. Just go down that route.
If Ferentz ever runs the wildcat for any length of time.
Why not?
Oh, my God. This state will blow up. It will. This whole state will just collapse into the ground if he ever runs the wildcat. God, I haven't seen either one of them, Kent.
Nope.
And you're going to force me to make a decision on a crisp $100 bill that you took out of baby Ella's piggy bank.
Pulled right out of there.
Right out of there.
Yep.
plus three.
Mm-hmm.
So Iowa State getting three.
Yes.
Hawkeyes laying three.
That's how the point spread works. Thank you, Jim. Boy, you are filibustering for a long time here.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I need to get something to eat. Let me go to the
the
lunchroom. I can't even run out here and think about it even longer.
Mm-hmm.
I know Iowa State's offensive line should be terrific. Iowa's offensive line should be terrific.
Yes.
I know they'll be able to run the ball. Don't know if they can throw it a lick.
Right.
Defense is okay.
Feel pretty confident they're going to be all right there.
Yeah, I think so.
With the chance, I don't think early in the year, but I think a chance later in the year that they can be really good.
Yeah. But it's the second game of the year.
It is. It'll be the first road start for the quarterback
is. Yes, whoever it is.
If it's Nathan Stanley, if it's Uyghurs, it'll be their first ever road start.
And the place will be jam-packed. 62,000 or whatever the Jack Trice seats now.
Mm-hmm.
I think Iowa State is going to beat UNI. I think they'll both come into the game 1-1. How am I doing?
1-0, you mean?
I mean 1-0. Well, one win each for each team. How am I doing? Can I get another 30, 40 seconds out of this?
I said it 205, and you already pulled it out to 208. Who are you picking, Jimmy?
I'm going to take Iowa State.
Oh, no surprise. Cyclone Jimmy back at it once again, taking his beloved Cyclones.
Stop it. I think this is the year that Iowa State begins the season 3-0.
Okay. 3-0.
Yep.
So not only gets it done.
They beat UNI, beat Iowa.
And then go on the road.
And then go on the road and win at Akron.
All right.
Okay.
So you think it's happening. So you think they're a bowl team.
God, I think they're close.
I agree with you there.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I had to make that same bet right now,
I'd take the three.
I think you have to. Now, found this interesting. Our buddy Ted Flint, who we've had on the show before, fun guy.
Yeah.
He said, well, that's got to be the tightest point spread there's been in quite a while with Iowa State. You would think that, maybe just on the surface. It's not the case.
Mm.
You go back to the last time Iowa played over in Ames.
Yes.
Point spread was the same. It was a three-point
game.
It was a three-point spread. That was a game that Iowa got down early. Bethard was making the play. Remember, that was C.J. Bethard's first road start of his career.
And he really came on in the second half.
Well, late in the first half.
Yes.
Yep. Had a couple of big drives late.
And that huge run from the goal line out to midfield.
Set up a score. They had another drive late. They tried the fake field goal.
It didn't work.
They're very close to working.
Yeah.
But didn't work. And then you go back to the time before that. That was in Ames. Going back to 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Point spread in that one. Just a point and a half.
Hmm.
Kind of surprised, because we think, at least I think, that historically, Iowa gets more credit with the guys in the desert for this game, just this game alone. Only speaking of this game, Iowa State.
Okay.
That it feels like that point spread has inflated Iowa's way a little bit more than it should be, because we know here in this state how close this rivalry has been over the last 2 days.
Absolutely.
And it feels like nationally. But Vegas has finally started to catch up.
Okay.
Where you go back to the mid-2000s into 2010 area, I think that was still the case. Not anymore. They've caught up out there and they understand. You know, if these two teams had similar resumes, similar background, all these things, and this just happened to be 2010,
mm-hmm.
I think I would probably be a touchdown favorite at this point in the summer. But because Vegas has caught up, realized what this rivalry really is. The point spreads are starting to finally, over the last few years, match up with the reality that we've seen on the field.
Fair enough.
And we're getting to that level. But interesting numbers, and always fun to talk betting in the summertime, Jimmy.
It always is.
Yes.
And that's interesting that you came up with that three-point line there.
Mm-hmm.
In your estimation, wise wizards of gambling,
yes.
Is that about the right spread that you would put on this game?
I would. I'd probably have it.
Or would you have a hook on it?
I'd have it a touch lower.
Two and a half?
I'd be a 2.5. A, because I just don't like pushes in general.
Okay.
And especially for the purposes. I'm not running a casino here. I'm just talking about sports on radio. So for me,
yes,
when I get into it, well, when we're talking over-unders, mm-hmm. you know, and we talked about those when those
right.
came out. And when we kind of talk about them going forward, you know, for Iowa State, we'll have it at either 4.5 or 5.5. For Iowa, 6.5 is probably the right number instead of 7 because they go 7-5. That's a push. Well, what fun's a push?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to have the
half. Yeah, you win or you lose.
Right.
Oh, I don't
right.
want to kiss my sister.
Right. You don't want that $100 bill back. Well, you probably would. You'd be happy just to walk away with a push.
I hate losing at anything.
Right, right.
I do.
And you hate losing your bet.
Damn right I do.
So even if they have to just give you back the money you initially put up, you're happy with that. Does that mean it wasn't a loss for Jimmy B?
Listen, if I'm at Vegas and I'm playing the blackjack table,
yeah,
I'm up $20, I leave.
$20?
I walk away. Yeah.
Let me guess.
You can go to the buffet for that.
I'm trying to imagine Jim Brinson in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's not a pretty sight. Hey, you're over there, shuffle on over to your table.
Sure, yeah.
Got your oxygen tank.
I do.
Pack of heaters? No more smoking.
No, I can't do that. No, that's why I got the oxygen
tank. Right, right. Can't be doing that anymore. Yeah. You get plenty of secondhand smoke as you're rolling up there. So you get up to the table.
Uh-huh.
You got your chips already?
I always go where there's a female dealer.
Female dealer.
Yes.
Okay, that's... So you go over to the female dealer.
Yes.
You pull out a crisp $100 bill, $20 bill, five. What are we looking at with Jim?
Well, it depends what the table betting scale is.
Well, I'm going to guess.
If it's a $2 table.
Whoa.
What?
$2 table?
Yeah, you can find those at the rundown places, $2 tables.
Tell me a casino where you can find.
Terribles.
A $2 table?
Terrible Herps. Yeah, you can, yeah.
Herps?
Yeah.
Is that pronounced herpes?
No, it's not herpes. It's terrible Herps.
Sounds terrible to me.
It's a gas station that is in Nevada. Terrible Herps. That's it.
Terrible Herps.
Terrible Herps. Look it up.
And they have $2 blackjack.
Yes.
Okay.
At their rundown casino. There are a couple of rundown casinos.
So those are the places that you frequent?
Well, $2 table.
Okay. If you're on the strip.
Yes.
And probably the cheapest out of weekend you're going to find is
10.
Maybe. If it's a slow weekend, you can find a 5, but it's 10.
10.
So you go up to the $10 table.
I do.
You're going up there.
Okay.
I know you've done it. Do you pull 100 out?
No.
Couple of 20s, 40
yeah.
bucks?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And right. if I win the first one.
Yeah.
Here's my real dilemma.
Yes.
What if I have an opportunity to double down?
Well, then it goes into Swingers, you know, the movie Swingers?
Yes.
With Trent Double Down?
Yeah.
I had some buddies in college that used to call me Double Down because of that movie. Yeah. And
so then
yeah.
I've already put 110 out. I've only got 110 left. I got to put the other 10 out if I'm going to double down.
You're going to double down there. You got an 11 showing against their 6.
Yes.
You
got
to do it.
You got
to
do it. You got to.
Right. It's simple math.
Yes.
Even Jimmy B can do that.
Man.
And you do.
I've doubled down before on 2 face cards.
Oh, Jimmy B.
I have. And I've hit them both, and I've lost them both.
You mean you split?
Yes, I split them.
Oh, you split.
Yeah.
Split and face cards?
I split 20.
Well, just like this radio show, if I played blackjack with you, I have a feeling I'd be yelling at you a lot.
You would be. Nothing would change, Trent.
You're splitting face cards.
Mm-hmm.
You're over there. You probably do silly things, too, where sometimes you'll hit a 15 or 16. Sometimes you won't.
I won't. That's correct.
You won't do it strictly mathematically. You'll do it on feel.
That's correct.
You got a feeling coming up.
Yep.
You're hitting over there against.
I'm sitting on 14,
yeah.
And the dealer's got a 9 showing.
I'm good. Brinson, you got a hit.
No, I'm going to sit on it.
Now, don't listen to that old man.
He's got
dementia.
Up pops a 6.
Let me help you.
To hit face card.
Oh.
Yeah, baby, I'm in the money. I just won $10.
And then you walk away.
And I walk away and go get some food.
Gambling with Jimmy B.
That's it. High priority.
I can only. So you blackjack only?
Yeah, that's what I like the best. Now,
gotcha.
I will play craps once in a while.
Yeah?
But. Just because it's fun.
That's the best game.
See, because it's fun.
Yes.
You can throw and I like to toss the dice.
That's where you'd find me.
Yeah.
If we
go.
You think we could have a casino get together? Think any of the casinos want to have us out for a little fun?
I'm so damn cheap. I don't know if they'd invite me even in the door.
What if they gave you $50 and a
well,
free play?
Then I'm in. If I get a $50 free play, I'm in.
I might need $500, but we kind of gamble at different levels. And I'd be throwing dice all night long.
I would.
I love playing craps.
I do too.
I got a very simplified system to try to make it very easy on people that come in. Because it's an intimidating game, too. And that's why a lot of people don't play it.
Correct.
Is you see all these numbers out there and all these different bets that you can make. And it is. It's overwhelming. I'll tell you.
If you don't understand the game, it's overwhelming, yes.
And we got some younger guys that listen, guys just out of college and things like that. If you ever want to have just a great time with your group of buddies, go to, and all the casinos have them. Well, they'll give you a little indoctrination into craps, and they'll show you how to do it beforehand.
Yes.
If you're going to Vegas, go do one of those like the first morning that you're there.
Yeah.
Go learn the game, because you get a group of people around, you get a group of buddies around. There is nothing better in the casino.
Everybody's yelling because they all want the number to come up.
I mean, it is so much fun.
Do you play the pass and come line?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Not come. I'll play the pass
line.
Play the pass line. Play sixes and eights.
Okay.
Pretty simplified.
Yeah.
And that's the way that I go.
You play four corners?
No. Stay away from that.
Okay.
I'll throw out a couple of yos every once in a while.
Okay.
But that's about
it. All right.
Gambling talk with Jimmy B and TC.
We should have like one of the casinos sponsor us.
That's a good idea. You get out there.
We could do that.
You see how that works out. They tell me no usually. They say, kind of, we know you too well.
They see you coming through the door when they think you're going to break the casino?
Exactly. Jimmy B and TC, we're back with more in a moment. We'll talk some baseball coming up on the other side. The Cubs are in action this afternoon.
Stinking up the joint.
Oh, once again, down 2-0 to the Rays. More baseball talk and what's going on with these Cubbies next. Chris Cotillo joins us, Jimmy B and TC, from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
1700K BGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1818 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1818.
Get great deals going on now during Menards' Priced Right Sale. Great Lakes pre-finished hardwood flooring is a durable option that adds an attractive appeal to your home. It's beautifully crafted and offers a timeless look. 3/4 inch by 3 inch pre-finished solid oak hardwood flooring comes in 2 finishes. Only $349 a square foot. Or check out 3/4 inch by 3 inch solid hickory hardwood flooring, $399 a square foot. During Menards' Priced Right Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Welcome in. As we roll till 3 o'clock, after a few days off, boy, oh boy, we deserved it too.
Oh, yeah.
With the type of...
Boy, we're digging ditches
these,
here.
These are tough hours, noon to 3. Chris Cotillo, he can vouch for that. SB Nation, Major League Baseball, he comes to us on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mill Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Chris, good afternoon, pal.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing great. The Cubs, once again, playing an afternoon game at Wrigley. The Tampa Bay Rays are the opposition once again. Tampa out in front early in this game, 2-0. Why do the Cubs stink?
That's a tough question. I think the biggest question of the season so far in baseball. But, you know, even in the last week since they've left D.C., you know, heading sideways like they have been for a while. It's obviously, you know, one of those things where just they've not been able to really reach their full potential. A lot of issues in a lot of different parts of the roster, and it's getting to a point where, you know, it's time to start worrying. The Brewers are not going away. The Cubs are not improving and not playing better. And even as we get toward the trade deadline, it's becoming a thing where I think as every passing day, every passing series, you have to look at it with a little bit more urgency.
Well, it looks like arms is going to be certainly what they're looking for when that trade deadline comes up, and they certainly could make a move right now. Problem, Chris Archer was a guy that's been talked about. Well, here come the Rays as they continue to fight their way up and now in playoff contention for one of the wild card spots. You look around the league, what's a name or two that makes sense, starting with the starting pitcher side and then maybe over in the bullpen side of things for the Cubs if they are looking to make another move?
Well, I think you have to look at those top starting pitchers that you're going to hear that are available. Sonny Gray's a big one. Justin Verlander's a big one. We've already heard that they did inquire on Verlander. I'm not really sure how available he is because it seems like, you know, he's one of those guys that big contract. The Tigers are going to ask for a lot for him because he's the face of the franchise. But Sonny Gray's that name that we're going to keep hearing. The Cubs were probably a little bit more limited than other teams in going on the pitching market just because you doubt that Jose Quintana there. And with the White Sox as an option just because of, you know, that weird stigma between those two clubs being able to make trades. So
right.
Gray, Verlander, and then, you know, a guy like Jaime Garcia in Atlanta or some of these other guys we're hearing about. Toronto has some interesting options now that they look like they'll be selling a little bit. Marco Estrada, Jay Happ, guys like that. Mm-hmm. So the market's really not developed yet, but I expect the Cubs definitely to be in on starters. And in terms of relievers, it's going to be, you know, a tough one because every contender is looking for relievers now. Brad Hand in San Diego is kind of the guy that's been out there the most so far. But the ask price is kind of similar to what the Yankees wanted for Chapman last year. Obviously, that's a price the Cubs don't want to have to pay again. It's just you're at a point where, you know, it's only July 5th. Things are still developing, and it's really tough for teams to set their sights on targets when there's kind of still a lot of questions about, you know, is this team going to be a buyer? Is this team going to be a seller and stuff like that?
Okay, you made a reference on relief pitching. The Washington Nationals are just rolling along, yet they can't get anybody out with the stinky bullpen that they have. Are they going to be the top team in the National League shopping for relief help?
Yeah, they will be, and I think they're going to be really willing to move some of their prospects. They have some depth there in their farm system, and the window is now for them, you know, being here in the Capitol for the last few weeks. I've been able to really see them and see that their problem is really pitching. And as I've said, I've been to a few games, and it seems like I think 80% of the games I've been to, we've seen, you know, a blown save or something like that. And even the options that they're looking to rely on, Sean Kelly being one of them, is out with a setback. Kota Glover dealing with some more injuries. So I think they're going to be really aggressive. They really tried to kind of do some piecing together stuff last week, signing K-Rod for one move and then signing Kevin Jepson and just these minor league deals to see if they could strike anything there. And they'll probably give those guys a chance to make it up to the majors and give it their best shot because they don't really have anything better. But the problem with the Nationals is not that they're one bullpen piece away. They're two or three bullpen pieces away. And that's two or three guys that cost you two or three good prospects. So that's a high price to pay this time of year, especially, like I said, when every contender could use a reliever.
So what are the good things that baseball's done in my mind, Chris? I love the final vote, getting that last player into the game. I think it's been something fun for the fan bases to get behind, trying to get that last guy on there. Let's let you lay out, as we have about 24 hours left before the voting ends for the final vote for the MLB All-Star Game. Who should people be voting for in the American League? Who should they be voting for in the National League out of the five players on each side?
Well, I think Chris Bryant is you know, the big name that you need in the All-Star Game, and that's one that was kind of a surprising one. Even, you know, he's kind of at the point in his career where even if he's not having the best statistical season, you probably should, you know, have him included in that mix. I haven't seen the exact updates on where the voting stands right now, but I know there's a big push for Justin Bour in the National League in his home ballpark, but I think, you know, an All-Star Game without maybe the biggest face of baseball right now, as I've said, in Chris Bryant, would be a mistake.
So who goes then? If you're not, you got to offer up, will they have to offer up one of their big name guys or not? The Cubs, will they have to, what I want to know is, will the Cubs, if they're going to cut a deal, will they have to offer up one of their big-name players, or can they get away with the Baez or Kyle Schwarber or somebody like that?
Well, I don't think Schwarber has that much value at all right now, Okay. Obviously, you know, being in AAA, so that's tough. But there's a little bit of redundancy there. You saw them kind of swing a deal for Jorge Soler during the winter and moving a piece off the major league roster, so maybe a guy like Almora or Ian Happ, those are the guys you're really looking at more likely. I think Jimenez is probably untouchable, and obviously, you know, the Rizzo, Bryant, all those guys are not guys that you're going to see moved at all.
So back to the All-Star Game here for a moment with you, Chris. Snub is a term that gets thrown out there a whole lot. I guess I get it. I understand it. And there's some guys that always have ridiculous seasons, and that's, you know, an argument I always make with people. Oh, this guy should have been a starter. This guy should be on. Okay, that's fine. Who are you taking out there? But one that jumped off the page to me was Paul Goldschmidt, who has continued to rake, one of the probably most underrated stars of the game that continues on there. As you looked at the list, were there any snubs, any guys that you felt were deserving that didn't get the nod?
Yeah, I think you're looking at, you know, the big problem with Bryant, I think, is a big thing. It's one of those problems to me where the league wants to market one of their all their big stars, and they have this great opportunity to do so, and then, you know, that guy gets left off, and he's in the final vote. And the final vote is where I think the lesser-known guys who are having big years should be really heralded. I think Logan Morrison's a great example of that in Tampa Bay, and all the controversy this week with him and Sanchez and the Derby stuff. But, you know, I think you have to include those top stars, even if they're not having the best years out of everybody, just because it's the All-Star Game, and you have to have everybody in there.
Do you like the Home Run Derby or not?
I do like it. I think it's been, you know, I really liked it growing up, and I think it's a great showcase. I think this year the field with Bellinger and Judge is exactly what we wanted it to be, as well as with Stanton. I think there are some interesting choices on there with, you know, with the field of eight with Gary Sanchez and Justin Bour, two names that didn't really expect to see on there. Mike Moustakas, another one. But, you know, you have that kind of top-heavy Judge, Bellinger, Stanton mix, and I think that makes for an interesting event next Tuesday. Or Monday, excuse me.
Yeah, Monday, yeah.
Last link for me here, Chris, on the Cubs, as we seemingly always continue to go back to the Cubs when we're talking.
We are the AAA affiliate here.
We are. Chris, you know, as you look at this team, and Kyle Schwarber, maybe one of those guys that just epitomizes everything that has gone wrong with this team this season, he's down here in Des Moines hitting pretty well, strikeout numbers a little high, but he's putting in play, he's showing the pop, and maybe working his way back. I saw Joe Maddon, though, earlier today before the ball game, saying that there's a possibility they could put him back into the leadoff spot. Does that make sense to you, or is that something where whenever Schwarber's back, you're looking to ease him back in there, maybe as, you know, a 6-7 hit or something like that?
Yeah, I think it always makes sense to look at those guys and potentially slide him back into the latter half of the order, just because, you know, get some confidence back, and there's less, you know, pressure, I think, does have to deal with it. But putting him right back into leadoff to me is also a possibility, just because, as I said, the Cubs are running out of time here and have to start, you know, with some urgency. We've seen Rizzo in that spot. We've seen Contreras in that spot. A lot of these guys really, you know, trying to jog this roster and get guys going. And it's kind of worked in the leadoff spot, but it hasn't translated to the whole team. I think Schwarber coming up and being, you know, Kyle Schwarber would be a huge boost for the Cubs. Really unclear if that's going to happen, obviously, but it remains to be seen what they'll do with him. I think he should be back up probably pretty soon, just because you kind of have to after a while. It's, you know, there's only so much, you know, AAA ball as someone who's tasted the majors can take before, you know, that, you know, I don't know if you can call it a punishment, but before that decision really starts to have ill effects.
Chris Cotillo is our guest, SB Nation. We're talking Major League Baseball on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Chris, take me to the Houston Astros. And they have the best record in all of Major League Baseball. They've won 56 games. Are they, A, in your estimation, really that good? Or B, with no other team, even at 500 in the AL West, is it a weak division?
I think it's a little bit of both, and those things, you know, when it's a weak division, there's a really good team that's far and above every other, then you're looking at, you know, how that kind of works together and makes, you know, skews things a little bit. I think you've seen that with the Nationals and the NL East as well. So both of those teams, Nationals and Astros, have been far ahead for the whole season. I do think the Astros are really good, though, because they have such a young core. They added some veteran pieces, you know, and they've been able to do this with some injuries. Lance McCullers has been out. Dallas Keuchel has been out at different points. You're looking at, you know, everybody's really producing. They're now 30 games over 500, which is ridiculous at that point, at this point in the season. And I expect them, like I said before, to just keep kind of rolling and trying to make some impact moves before the end of the month. I expect that they will do that. I think they're a legitimate contender. In the American League for me right now, it's really becoming Boston and Houston. Those are the teams that I really think are the ones that, if you had to, you know, tell me right now what my ALCS pick would be those. It's easy to do that if you look at the standings, but I really think, you know, they're above everyone else. We've seen the Yankees fade, seen the AL Central bunch up a little bit with Cleveland, Kansas City, and Minnesota, and I think it really comes down to Houston and Boston there for me, and it'll be, if it gets to that point, you know, some of those pitching matchups early on, you know, Keuchel versus Sale and McCullers versus, you know, Porcello or Price or whoever the Red Sox have at number two at that point, it'll be fascinating to watch.
Well, Sunday night, it will not be Sunday Night Baseball. It'll be the Futures game leading into the All-Star break, and with it, a chance to see a lot of the big prospects out there. Chris, is there a name or two that you're looking forward to seeing on Sunday night in that Futures game? Always great to get a sneak peek at some of the guys, and for a lot of people, their first really indoctrination into the national scene. Any guys get you excited that you're looking for Sunday?
Yeah, there's a really top-heavy roster this year. I think there's a lot of top 20, top 25 guys in there. I think a couple names that, you know, people are really going to like, and one obviously that you'll recognize is Vladimir Guerrero Jr., a prospect for the Blue Jays, and obviously the son of Vlad Guerrero. He's going to try to make a legacy of his own with the Jays, and this is kind of his introduction to the national stage. But Eloy Jimenez with the Cubs is another guy who's very interesting at the top of that list. And there's a lot of guys that are going to be there. Kyle Tucker with the Astros, another. It's always, as you said, a great event because, you know, it's for the media members, it's kind of the favorite of the weekend, just because, you know, there's not all that fanfare and all the distraction around it, but you can actually get pretty good stories and pretty good access to these guys who are really excited to be there. I remember my first one 4 years ago, talking for a while to Chris Bryant, who, you know, was the top prospect there, but he was still, you know, just still a prospect, and getting 15 minutes one-on-one with him in his locker. That's kind of something that, you know, you'll never be able to get again with Chris Bryant, probably. And I saw that when the Cubs were in town this weekend. And it's always really fun to see those guys and then check back in a couple of years and say, oh, well, look at the Futures game roster from 2013 or 2014, 2015 right now. And Lindor and Seager and Bellinger, I don't know if Bellinger was in it, but Mookie Betts and Bryant and all these guys that are the big stars right now. I know Aaron Judge was in it a couple of years ago. So that's always the fun part for me.
Is Milwaukee going to be able to maintain in the Central Division?
I still don't see it. I know every time I've been saying this for weeks, and I still don't I don't know how they're sticking around. But I think they lost a big starter in Chase Anderson for going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. And you know, I think the problem that we're looking at with Milwaukee is it's a small market that people nationally don't really watch, and then the names of the guys that, you know. When I think of the Brewers, even still, I think obviously Ryan Braun, and then, you know, Prince Fielder is the stars that have been on that team. But, you know, the guys that they have that are really producing now are really, you know, not big names at all, whether it's Chase Anderson or Willie Peralta in the rotation or Jimmy Nelson, these guys that, you know, nobody really knows about at all. And if you look at the stats, they've been really good. Their division is mediocre, and I think that has something to do with it, but I think the Cubs still are going to turn this thing around. I've always had faith in that, and every time I've said that, they've kind of continued to go sideways. But still, within striking distance, they have some pieces they can move for deals at the deadline. I don't think the Brewers will be aggressive adders at the deadline, which helps everybody out. So we'll see. We get 26 days until the deadline, which is my busiest day, and I think the most important day of the baseball calendar. And a lot of moving and shaking will happen before then, and then obviously after.
Hey, as always, Chris, good catching up with you. Keep enjoying that time in D.C. How much longer you got left before you have to start making your way back?
I'm heading to the All-Star game on Saturday, and then I will be heading home.
Awesome, Val. That. Good. Well, always good talking with you. Enjoy that All-Star game, and we'll be talking again down the line, Chris.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris. See you later. Chris Cotillo, SB Nation, Major League Baseball on the Drafthouse 50 Hotline.
Couple other names in that future game, Jimmy B.
Yes.
How about A.J. Puk, the Iowan?
Oh, sure.
He'll be there, the number two prospect in the A's organization. He's been really good
really
this
good.
Year, too.
Yep.
So he is going to be there. He has a chance. A couple other names maybe to keep your eye on. I was scrolling through here.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Gordon, who was the fifth pick in the 2014 draft for the Twins. He'll be on the team. Let's see what else we got here. Da-da-da. Oh, here's one. Your grandson.
My grandson?
Yes, your grandson.
Lewis. Lewis Brinson?
Yes.
Yeah, how's he doing?
Well, he's going to be out there. He's up at AAA right now.
I like that.
He's played...
Make that money, kid.
He's played a couple of times with the Brewers.
Yes.
And he's a guy that kind of projects as a 25 homer, 25 steal kind of guy.
Okay.
He's part of, you know, I've talked a lot about the Brewers farm system.
Yes, you have.
He's one of them. Lewis Brinson. I know that'll get you
excited.
Can
he run?
Oh, he can run.
That's all I...
He's got more pop than Grandpa.
Really?
I'm going to guess. Huh. I don't see you ever as a home run hitter.
No. I spanked it around.
Good
God. Oh, we talking baseball.
Right.
Yes, I was a single hitter.
And he looks a little different than you.
Oh.
Doesn't
got the same smile.
It doesn't look like a chip off the old block. All right.
The same smile.
Another guy, this one's younger. He's a little bit further away in the Brewers organization, Corey Ray. Another American guy over on the world team. There's a couple of names here, including Cal Quantrill, Paul's kid.
Get out!
He's on the world team because he's born in Canada.
Oh, you know, okay.
Dad
yes.
With the Blue Jays back in the day.
Yeah.
That's one, though, that'll probably jump off to you. What else did I see as I was scrolling through? There was, I want to say, one other name. Dubon is a young guy with the Brewers, another one that'll be probably called up at the end of the year. Chris told us Vlad Guerrero Jr. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Seeing Vlad's son out there. And where was that last one? Oh, on the Cubs side, Eloy Jimenez. He's very young.
Okay.
Still probably
is
2 years away.
Is that the guy who hit a home run and he broke the scoreboard in Double A? Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the video of it. Yeah, Jimenez. That's him.
He was a stud last year in the Futures game.
Okay.
And he's close, and he's the Cubs' best prospect.
Okay.
He's a guy that still hasn't even advanced up very far, but he's going to be really good. Eloy Jimenez.
Jimenez, yep. I saw the video on that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, look it up. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, it was shot from a cell phone, I think,
mm-hmm.
and it was batting practice. But he just jacks it and it shatters the score. It's kind of like the natural. Remember how the scoreboard blew up? It was kind of like that.
Yep.
Yeah, it was fun.
Do you enjoy the Futures game?
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's different.
And it's funny. You see those guys in that environment for the first. And even at that time.
Yes.
And if you don't follow prospect lists at all, you can still see. It's the same thing I always tell people. Go down to Principal Park, even if you don't know who these prospects are.
Right.
And you'll see usually two or three guys that just stand, they just look different.
They
carry themselves different.
Yes, you can tell those guys are the real deal.
They are.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. Even if we're talking AAA baseball.
Yeah.
All of them are close.
Yeah.
When
Hap first got here, the
yes.
first part of the season,
yeah.
Oh, he's not here long.
Right, right.
I mean, that's what everybody said. We're sitting in the press box. Oh, he's not going to be here long.
You can just tell.
Yes.
You can tell there are certain guys that are different.
Yep.
And you'll see it at the Futures game as well. These guys are all great prospects,
mm-hmm.
but there'll be a couple of guys that you'll make a little note to yourself. Hey, remember this name, because those are usually the ones that pop.
I did when I was working on the East Coast. And I did a game in Pawtucket.
Oh, okay.
Okay. When Dustin Pedroia
mm-hmm.
was playing AAA.
Yep.
So I just remembered that he had a sensational game, made a couple of spectacular defensive plays, and had a couple of hits. And we got done with the game on TV. And afterwards, I said, this guy's going to be with the Red Sox here in the next couple of weeks. Boop. Call them
sure
up.
Enough.
As they say, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just see it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. That particular player looks, acts, and performs differently than the other guys on the field.
Update of the baseball going on right now.
How bad is it now?
Well, you know, Jimmy B.
It was 2-0. Is it any worse with Tampa Bay, or are they still scuffling around, not knowing which end of the bat to even hang on to?
You think it's that bad?
Yes, I'm convinced it is. It's
they're a game under 500.
I know that, but
still 2-0 as they go to the bottom of the fifth inning.
Okay.
There. Also, tie game. Blue Jays and Yankees are tied up at 6.
Ooh.
As they go to the bottom of the seventh inning.
Judge homered in that game.
And the White Sox and A's just underway. Some afternoon baseball here today. As we'll keep you up to date.
Judge has got 29 right now in the majors.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Jimmy B and TC right here, the Big Talker, 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You don't need a thermometer to tell you it's hot and getting hotter, but you might need Scott's Turf Builder with SummerGuard. Right now, you can save up to $10 at the Home Depot. Turf Builder with SummerGuard helps lawns absorb water and nutrients, guarding against longer days, higher heat, and little rain. In other words, summer. Be on guard with Scott's Turf Builder with SummerGuard, and right now, save up to $10 from the number one retailer for Scott's fertilizer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know. I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah. Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
Get to JCPenney's Stretch Your Penny Sale and get more fun for your money. Save 55% or more throughout the store on summer favorites for the whole family. Starting Thursday, get tees, tanks, and shorts for the family from brands like Arizona, Exertion, and more. Plus, stack on the savings and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with your coupon. Hurry, JCPenney's Stretch Your Penny Sale ends Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 77 to 79 on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 KBGG with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo.
The trick golf shot that I do have is when I hit it in the woods if I find it. If I find it in the woods, I'm good.
I've seen you golf. The trick shot for you is hitting the green in regulation.
There you go.
Then join former Pro Bowl running back Tiki Barber and Brandon Tierney for the Tiki and Tierney Show and head into the evening with former Register sports writer Bill Ryder with Ryder Than You on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody. It's our final segment of the day. Man, this is going to be difficult just working 3 days.
Yeah. How are you going to survive?
I don't know. I might have to go to the gym later today and work out.
Find some people to talk to.
Run a few laps.
Yeah.
Get myself prepared for Thursday and Friday.
So you're all excited about the crappy NBA.
Well, I just find it interesting that all of the different comings and goings. I mean, Gordon Hayward now is going to play for the Celtics, challenge Cleveland. He's a good player. Oh. You just never pay any attention to the Utah Jazz. He's a very good player.
I watch plenty of them.
Do you want me to talk about your Minnesota T-Wolves?
Not really. Well, I'll give you a minute. Here you go. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Time now for Jimmy B's crappy NBA Minute.
New Brunson was unsealed in Chicago, Chicago Stadium. Ricky Mahorn hustling underneath, can't get at the ball. Jordan to the hoop, king in the air, score!
All right, push for Trent. Look what they have done for the Minnesota Timberwolves. First they go out and they get Jimmy Butler. Then they trade Ricky Rubio. Now they acquire Jeff Teague. Are they building themselves into being competitive in the Western Conference, where they might have a chance to be the number 8 or even 7 seed in the West? It is unbelievable what has taken place. I already informed everybody that Swaggy P is no longer with the LA Lakers, signed a 1-year deal with the Golden State Warriors, and Patrick Patterson has gone to Oklahoma City to join Paul George and Russell Westbrook. OKC has improved themselves as well.
Done with that garbage.
Phew. Just thought I'd rattle off a few things.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Little information for everybody.
So the Cubs are in action this afternoon, Jim.
They
Benson.
Are. They're sucking pond water.
So what is your plan for the evening sports-wise? What's going to grab your attention on your Rockstar satellite tonight?
I'm going to search for unlimited hydroplane racing. I love the hydros.
Okay.
Okay, and see if I can find if it's on anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I was watching Wimbledon earlier today, so I always enjoy the Wimbledon Tennis Championships.
Good.
Is there baseball on?
There is baseball.
Did you happen to see the crash yesterday in the Tour de France?
No.
Well, they kicked the guy out who caused the crash.
What?
Yeah, they kicked him out.
For what?
Kicked him out of the race.
He did it on purpose?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he threw an elbow at another rider and ran him into the ground, caused a big pile-up. And then so they kicked that guy out for doing that.
Well, I turned 16. I started driving. I don't need a bike anymore. So.
Wait a minute, man. Cycling is fun.
Mm-hmm. Fun?
What? Yeah.
Fun?
Yes. You don't like...
Fun is...
I rode my bicycle everywhere.
Rode?
Yes.
Rode, as in past tense. Right.
Well, no, if
And then you became an adult and you stopped riding a bike around.
No, if I still... If I had a bike today, I'd ride it to work.
Well, you would not.
I would, too. It's pretty flat to get here. There's no hills to go up.
There's no way you would ride your bike from where you're at, from your box.
From my little box that I live in.
You would never ride your bike here.
Me and the raccoon live in this box.
Ride your bike. You're full of it.
I would not. I would.
You would not. Well, why don't you get a bike and do it then?
Well, it costs money.
Oh, jeez. You have money. You know, you can't take it with you when you leave.
Well, I understand.
All right. What are you saving it for?
That's a good question.
You going to give me a big payday at
the
end?
Yeah, I will, yeah.
Am I in your will?
No. I don't even.
I should be.
I don't even have one.
That's not good at all. That is not a good thing, Jimmy B.
You think I should get that?
That might be something you want to keep an eye on.
I need to look into that?
Yeah, you probably should. Probably should.
God.
Coming up tonight, Cardinals, they're at home against Miami. Mike Leake on the mound in that one. Kansas City continues in Seattle late at night. That'll be a 9-10 first pitch. And the unbelievably good Jason Vargas goes for his 13th win of the year.
There you go.
Just like we all had before the season began.
We had that penciled.
Right, right. And my Twins, they'll have the Angels, Irvin Santana, looking for win number 11 of the year in that one. So those are the baseball games I'll be keeping my eye on the most tonight.
I'm going to check out, well, Kershaw pitched last night for the Dodgers. You know me, I'll watch a West Coast game. Where would I want to go? It is Arizona and the Dodgers. That's a good matchup out West.
Wood trying to make a 10-0 on the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's been ridiculously good.
He has.
1.83 ERA.
Dodgers are playing amazingly well.
Yeah. Sign it up right now, Dodgers Astros. They're certainly the two best teams in each of the leagues right now.
Right now they are.
You're going down that road?
I would. I mean, I'd take that World Series in a heartbeat.
Chalky, chalky, Jimmy B.
Hey, that's me, boy.
Anything else?
No, I'm good.
It's the summertime.
I'm going to, it depends on the weather. I just looked outside. It's overcast. We might get, they said, pop-up storms.
Gotcha.
I was thinking
kind of like yesterday.
Yes. I was thinking of going to the pool and getting a few laps in.
Right, right.
And then hitting the weight room.
Wow.
So I'm just in kind of one of those moods. I've been sitting on my can.
Too much long. Lately?
Yes. Yeah. I gotta make stuff happen.
Time to work.
Yes, it is.
Jimmy B goes to work. We will do this again tomorrow.
It's more than I do sitting in this chair.
That is true. We got plenty of local talk for you starting tomorrow at noon. Jimmy B and TC from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios. Have a good afternoon, everybody.
1700K BGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Introducing the new Lucky Charm Shake at Burger King. It's a mix of hand-spun vanilla-flavored soft serve, tasty bits of Lucky Charm cereal, and memories of watching Saturday morning cartoons in your PJs. The new Lucky Charm Shake at Burger King. Relive your childhood in a cup. Maybe it's the magical marshmallow pieces flying up your straw. Maybe it's the magically delicious taste. Whatever the reason, it's a good reason to head over to a Burger King restaurant and try one now. Only at Burger King. Also, try the Fruit Loop Shake now at Burger King. Shakes available for a limited time only. Participation varies.
You don't need a thermometer to tell you it's hot and getting hotter, but you might need Scott's Turf Builder with SummerGuard. Right now, you can save up to $10 at the Home Depot. Turf Builder with SummerGuard helps lawns absorb water and nutrients, guarding against longer days, higher heat, and little rain. In other words, summer. Be on guard with Scott's Turf Builder with SummerGuard, and right now, save up to $10 from the number one retailer for Scott's fertilizer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
At DSMCredit.com, we have a different way.
1700 KBGG is your home for big sports.
There's no place like home on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. What's up? It's Bill Ryder, back in Des Moines, lived there for a decade, got married in Des Moines. Thrilled to be talking about your favorite sports teams with your favorite players, 5 to 9 p.m. on your station with all the big games, 1700 KBGG.
Big news, big talk, and big sports on 1700 KBGG.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in San Antonio, we caught up with Dr. Danielle Bickett-Weddle from Ames, Iowa.
You can be anything. You can work with small animals every day, large animals every day. You can work with the human side on the public health. You can be in the military and protect the food and keep